council themselves are aiding the project as a whole. The site has been identified as being part of Omagh District Council's land bank, and they've been asked to obviously be able to put that to the public sector. It makes a lot more sense if it has planning approval on it, albeit outline, and it also significantly increases its value.
A number of families go to Roselawn in Belfast every week from Donegal. I'm sure it's the same from Tyrone, from Fermanagh,
absolutely,
and from other outlying areas. So the fact is there will be demand for a service somewhere like Omagh, which is perhaps more central to a lot of counties.
Well, this is actually the starting point in the entire project. It's been identified for some considerable length of time that there are no facilities whatsoever to cater for those families who wish to have their loved ones cremated outside of either Belfast, Dublin or Cork. The difficulty is you cannot perhaps book in when you think you'd like to. You have to work around the very busy schedule that Roselawn, unfortunately, are suffering. Because they're catering for the entire north on their own, they're really quite significantly oversubscribed. So you're perhaps waiting maybe 5, 6, maybe 7, even 8 days at a particularly busy period. The idea of it being an Omagh, of course, is it opens up the entire west. We're talking right to the north of Donegal, perhaps even as far down as North Galway. But, you know, the circle around Omagh is quite significant. And the population that we're looking at, the demographic, could be anything up between 1.5 and 2 million people.